Blog Talk Radio.
And we thank and praise God for this another day. We thank God that we have this time to share with you, praise the Lamb of God, on this wonderful Word Thursday. It's Word Thursday at PSM. It's Word Thursday, praise the Lamb of God, where we seek the face of the Lord, praise the Lamb, for the move of God as it relates to His prophetic Word, keeping us abreast on the revelation of God, where God is going. We want to follow that cloud. We want to follow the cloud. We want to follow the blaze of fire in the night. We want to follow His Spirit to our promised place, our promises. Praise the Lamb of God that's manifesting even while we're speaking. God is doing something behind the scenes that's manifesting, hallelujah, in our lives today. And I hope and pray that you are part of that, praise the Lamb of God. I hope and pray that your life has come into alignment with the Word of God, praise the Lamb of God, that God can give you what He desires you to have in this season, praise the Lamb of God. A lot of us are still in training. A lot of us are still in the mode of processing, praise the Lord, so that we can receive and hold on to and keep and manage properly what God has for us, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I know people of God, I know that some of you have been seeing God move in a way, hallelujah, that you have not seen in days past. But the best is yet to come, praise the Lamb of God. God spoke it. It came out of his mouth, hallelujah. He will perform it, praise the Lamb of God. He will perform that he has spoken. And I know he will do that in style, because that's the way God operates. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God today. I love you. I bless you. Those that's chiming in, you know what to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Listening to us via the internet, you can call in. The number is 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564. Praise the Lamb of God. 9818. And call in and be a part of our live studio. We are here, praise the Lamb of God, live today in the studio, and we thank and praise God for another day without snow. Praise the Lamb of God. I talked to my godmother yesterday over in Chicago. Oh, they got it, they say. Praise the Lamb. But we thank God. Here in our area, we did not receive any snow, and we thank and praise God for it. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We thank him. Hallelujah, that we didn't receive not one inch, not one iota of snow. Boy, oh boy, my daily devotion today, praise the Lamb of God, people of God, hallelujah, set me ablaze today. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. It says, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, and all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him. Yesterday, when we went off the show, I had an inbox from Prophet, praise the Lamb of God, Daryl Saunders, hallelujah, and this is what the inbox said. It said, praise the Lamb of God, Prophet, you have led the people to this place, praise the Lamb of God, of their promises, hallelujah. Now all they have to do is give God praise, hallelujah, and it will manifest. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to manifest through their praise. And then the scripture comes to me this morning, praise the Lamb of God, to confirm, praise the Lamb of God, what the prophet spoke on yesterday. It's as though we've been marching around the walls of Jericho and our blessings are on the inside. Oh, I hope somebody can get it. Praise the Lamb of God. It's as though we've been going around this wall, praise the Lamb of God, this wall city, knowing that physically and in our, with our flesh, there is no way to penetrate this wall. But God has given commandments of faith, hallelujah, to walk in silence, walk without murmuring, walk without complaining, praise the Lamb of God, follow the directives, walk in rhythm, walk together, children, and don't get weary. Hallelujah. And on the seventh day, walk seven times around this wall, praise the Lamb of God. And at the end of the seventh round, shout with a great shout, hallelujah, that this is the sword of the Lord and the sword of Joshua. And the walls will fall down flat. And every man can assail and ascend upward, praise the Lamb of God, and enter in to the promises and receive the spoils. I believe today, praise the Lamb of God, if we really get up, you know, that's one thing for somebody just start, oh, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. There's another thing when there's a faith praise in your belly. I felt that when I said it, Lord God Almighty, when there is a faith praise, when there is a faith shout, praise the Lamb of God, because when you do that, praise the Lamb of God, it becomes so prophetic until you release a sound, hallelujah, that will penetrate the atmosphere. Oh, my goodness gracious, praise the Lamb of God. I hope I have somebody today who don't mind, praise the Lamb of God, right where you are now, to release a sound out of your belly, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that's going to allow your walls to come down. Praise the Lamb of God. I know somebody needs this today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh-wee. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That somebody needs their walls to come down today. Let the walls come down. Let the walls come down. Let the walls come down today. Praise the Lamb of God. And walk into your blessed place. Praise the Lamb of God. Walk into your blessings. Walk into your promises. Hallelujah. And keep every time doubt comes into your mind, just tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah for what you're doing for me right now. Every time, praise the Lamb of God, doubt enters in, make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that you lift your hands to the heavens and wave them before the Lord. Hallelujah. Every time something happens, what's on your lip is but God. Hallelujah. You need to put a but God praise on your lips. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But God, because God can do it. God will do it. God is doing it, and God is the only one who can and will perform that, praise the Lamb of God, in which he has said that he would do. Hallelujah. I love you today. I bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. I want to drop that in your spirit. Hallelujah. Just to get the show fired up with some word today. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Hallelujah. Just shout it out. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And give God some praise for all of the things that he has done and that he is doing and that he shall do. And we will see, praise the Lamb of God, the victory come into place. Praise the Lamb. Well, we got a caller. All right, caller. Erico 281, caller.
Hello.
Hello. Who's calling?
Hi, my name is Vanessa from Houston.
Hi, Vanessa from Houston. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Praise God. And you're calling us?
Well, I just wanted to know if God had a word for me today.
Oh, well, praise the Lamb of God. He just may have a word for you today. Vanessa, praise the Lamb of God, but you're going to have to hold on a little while here, okay?
Okay.
All right, praise the Lamb of God, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you for being here, all those who are calling in and chiming in, praise the Lamb of God. Today is Word, praise the Lamb of God Day, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. And if you are listening via the internet and you want to be a part of our live studio today, then you need to call in at area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818, and be a part of our live studio today. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, boy, I tell you, hallelujah, that our God is God, and besides our God, there is no God. Hallelujah. There is no God. There is no God. There is no God besides our God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious, I feel something down in my belly. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Our praise is there. Oh, my goodness, I know that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Listen to a little of this, and we'll be right back. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. David and Nicole, where you all at? Here they are.
Feeling inside. I'll just lift my hand.
My heart will dance with you. Oh, my God. Have you ever danced with the Lord? I have. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What a wonderful waltz it is. Dancing with the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, he gave me beauty for ashes. The oil of joy. Praise the Lamb of God he has placed upon me. Oh, my goodness. I thank God for all that he is. All that he's doing and all that he's going to do. And more so, I thank God for you, you, and you. You are the precious delights of God. And people of God, sometimes I think, praise the Lamb of God, that you see yourself as second-class citizens. You are God's apple. Praise the Lamb of God, the apple of his eye, the darling of his heart. Praise the Lamb of God. You are beloved of God. Hallelujah. Partakers of the divine nature. You are, praise the Lamb of God, people of God. Let no man deceive you in that, in knowing, praise the Lamb of God, that God looks down from heaven upon you, hallelujah, individually, and then he looks at us collectively. He deals with our individual desires and needs and wants, praise the Lamb of God, and issues, hallelujah. But then he deals with us collectively as his children. And we need to just learn to give God praise for being the kind of God, hallelujah, and Father that can monitor his children, praise the Lamb of God. As long as his children are acknowledging him, hallelujah, he acknowledges them. God has never disowned one of his children. God has never disowned one of his children. He owns us all, praise the Lamb of God. He owns us all, people of God. Hallelujah. His love is upon us all. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I give him praise. I give him praise. Hallelujah. Because the revelations that these small tidbits that you're receiving, praise the Lamb of God, is what have kept me down through the years. Hallelujah. This knowledge has kept me down through the years, through ups, downs, ins, outs, praise the Lamb of God, abandonment, rejections, praise the Lamb, whatever it has come, hallelujah. That knowledge alone, knowing that I know who I am in God, hallelujah, has always sustained me and taken me through, praise the Lamb of God, that I thought I couldn't get through on my own. God has always saw me through. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm alive today because he saw me through. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! I love him today. Praise the Lamb of God. See, the song just birthed a lot of love in my heart for Jesus Christ, for the Lord of glory. It just excites me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's frat time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Here on the show. Who's going to pray for us today? Push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. If I have a volunteer prayer today, praise the Lord. Push one on the dial if the Lord is leading you and you feel a tug in your heart. Say, I'm going to pray today. Praise the Lamb of God for the people of God. Then all you have to do is push one on your dial and come forth. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're going to play the anthem song, Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we're going to get ready to pray for those all over the land. Praise the Lamb of God. Sick. Shut in for those who are hurting, praise the Lamb of God. For those of you, praise the Lamb of God, who are going through, hallelujah, yes, some of us are going through and you don't know what to do, praise God. I want you to know that God is right there, praise the Lamb of God. God is right there, right now, observing your situation and observing your faith, praise the Lamb of God. Those who are sick and shut in, our God is a healer. Hallelujah, and he will heal, he can heal, he shall heal, praise the Lamb of God. He is the balm in your head that makes the wounded whole. To those that's behind prison bars, I say to you all the time, hallelujah, you're so precious that many of you are locked up, praise the Lamb of God, preferred for preservation, praise the Lamb of God. God is preserving you because he has plans for your life. Hallelujah. He could have let you die in the street, but that was not his will. He wants to preserve you. Praise the Lamb of God. Submit to a process of change. Find Christ even there. Praise the Lamb of God. And I promise you, when you come forth, praise the Lamb of God, you will come forth as pure gold. Hallelujah. People of God, our God is in the midst of us. Praise the Lamb of God. And he loves us today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I am ready to pray. Those of you, praise the Lamb of God, that's on PSM page, you know I'm praying for you today. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm praying for all of us. Hallelujah. Father in heaven, I give you praise and honor and glory for all that you are. You are our God and our King and our Lord and our Master. We reverence your holiness, Father. Your throne is holy unto us. Your throne is holy, Father. And we give you praise for this time, hallelujah, that we share. For we recognize, Father, we could be dead in our graves, hallelujah, and our souls in a rumbling judgment. But you have spared us again and given us life that we might come, O God, and share together, hallelujah, and hear your words, hallelujah, Father, and receive your words, that your word, hallelujah, may perform better in our lives than nothing else can. We thank you today, Father. Hallelujah, for the word incarnate. We thank you today. Hallelujah, for the Logos word. We thank you today for your Rhema word, Father, for it is sure in our lives, Father. Thank you that your word cannot fail. Thank you, Father, that as the snow falls to the ground, the rain falls to the earth, oh God, your word, hallelujah, shall go forth and accomplish that in which it was set out to do. You're an awesome God. And we just stop to tell you thank you. Oh, God, hallelujah. Thank you for victory in every situation because of your word. Hallelujah. That's upon our lives. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah for redemption, for regeneration. Thank you, Father, for transformation. Thank you for the change that's going on in our lives, Father. I thank you personally for a change of heart, a change of mind, a change of direction. I thank you, Father. For vision for the future. Hallelujah to your name. You're an awesome God. I give you praise today for what you're doing. Thank you for countless healings, oh God. Thank you for deliverances, oh God, that could not have taken place without you. Thank you, Father, for being the way. Hallelujah. You're a way maker. But thank you for being the way. Hallelujah, God. The truth and the life, Father, you are. Hallelujah to your name. Thank you today, Father. We give you praise. We give you honor. We lift your word high, oh God, because it's exalted above your own name, your word. Your word, your word, your word is exalted above your own name. You've lifted it there. So, Father, oh God, we acknowledge it on high. Hallelujah, and we reverence your word. Your word is sanctified. Your word is holy to us, oh God. And we thank you now for your holy word. Father, some are sick today. Some need you in a special way today, Father. Some need you to move in their lives, oh God. Hallelujah. And I know you are God that's able. I know that you are God that's able to move mightily right now, Father. Look on the sick. Look on the shut-in. Look on those, oh God, who are hurting. Look on those, Father. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Who don't know you in the pardons of their sin, Father. I know you're able, oh God, to save the day from the guttermost to the utmost, Father. You are able, oh God, to save today. Father, look behind prison bars. Look on that young man, oh God. Tears is running down his eyes. He don't think he can make it through this time. But I know you're God that's able today. Look on that daughter, oh God, that's sitting behind those bars, oh God, rocking and contemplating suicide. But I know you're able to snatch, oh God, hallelujah, as a branch from eternal burning. Look today, Father, someone in a convalescent home, some mother, some grandfather, some grandmother, oh God, hallelujah, that feels that nobody cares, oh God. Let your spirit wrap around their waist, oh God. Wrap your arms around them. Hold them close to you, Father, in the name. name of Jesus today. Look today down hospital wards, oh God. Look today. Somebody needs healing. Somebody need a touch of your hand. Somebody need deliverance. Somebody needs you in the operating room. Father, look on that child that's on the page with cancer. I know you are able to heal today. I know your hand can stretch. Hallelujah, Father. Just one touch from you. Just one touch from you, Father. Hallelujah. If only the hem of your garment. I know you are able to heal today. So we command the healing, oh God. We command the healing, Father, in the name of Yeshua today. Father, look today on those that's listening to my voice, on those that's waiting on the manifestation, on those that desire the promise. All your promises are yes and amen. Oh God, you promised it. You spoke it. You prophesied it. Father, we wait with earnest expectation. We wait with highest expectation. We wait in faith, oh God. Believe in your word that it will manifest in this season because God has spoken and we have said amen. God has spoken. We have said amen, Father. We trust in you. We believe in your throne. Our lives are yours. We are your children. We are your people. We are called by your name. We're known as yours, Father. Father, wave your banners over us now in the name of Jesus. Bless us today. Bless us, God. We love you and we adore you. In the mighty name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lamb of God. We thank God, hallelujah, that, hallelujah, in this season that the Lord is hearing prayer and moving by His Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Get your Bibles right quick. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We'll do a little lesson. And then, praise the Lamb of God, we will get into our prophetic flow. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord started talking even while I was just sitting here. Praise the Lamb of God, meditating and musing over the prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Marinating it. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't like to pray, praise the Lamb of God, without reflection upon what I'm praying about. People of God, I am so excited about God. Get your Bibles. Hallelujah. I'm just going to give you a little bit, praise the Lamb of God, that will consummate this period, praise the Lamb of God, of Jesus being in the wilderness. Praise the Lamb of God. Ergo 281, I see you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Here in the wilderness, praise the Lamb of God, while he is being tempted of the devil. Hallelujah. Boy, we need to pay attention to this because this is a powerful moment, praise the Lamb of God, in the life of Christ, in the life of Jesus, that reflects upon each of us in our dealings with the devil, praise the Lamb of God, and how the tempter comes to bring about, praise the Lamb of God, a delusional, praise the Lamb of God, aspect that will cause you, praise the Lamb of God, to lose your place in God. Praise the Lamb of God, to lose, hallelujah, your predetermined destiny, to miss what God has for you or where God wants you to praise the Lamb of God, to perform in the earth realm while you're here. I believe there's a lot of people that's out of sync because of this. Praise the Lamb of God, that's out of place in their life. Their rhythm is off, and they don't know why. Praise the Lamb of God, because Satan has beguiled them. Satan has caused them to be in a delusional state, a mind of thinking, praise the Lamb of God, that they're on the right path, and they're not. Praise the Lamb of God. So this lesson, praise the Lamb of God, opens our eyes to a lot of the activity of the enemy and how he dealt with Christ, praise the Lamb of God. We see is reflective of how he dealt with Adam and Eve and everybody in between, and thus it's still the same. He wraps it differently, but he brings it, praise the Lamb of God, basically the same way for the same purpose. It's always deception, praise the Lamb. It's always deception. He's willing to deceive us, praise the Lamb, if we're willing to be deceived. But we must catch him, praise the Lamb of God, through the Word of God that has come to us, through the Word of God that has infused and transformed our lives. We cannot let go of the Word of God. Hallelujah. You must hold to it, praise the Lamb, in the midst of whatever you're going through. Jesus, in this pericope, in this story, is at the point of demise. 40 days of fasting, no water, no food. He's at the point of demise, and yet, praise the Lamb of God, he holds on to the Word. Praise the Lamb of God. He holds on to the Word. No water, no bread, no meat, no nourishment, no activity with any humans, praise the Lamb, for 40 days, 40 nights, but yet, praise the Lamb of God, he holds on to the Word of God. Hallelujah. What does that suggest to you when you go through whatever you're going through? Praise the Lamb of God, that you must hold on, praise the Lamb of God, to the Word of God. Do not let go of what God has spoken. Do not let go of the Logos word, hallelujah, that's inside of you, that you've been reading and studying all your life. Do not let it die, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, because you studied it as a historical document and not as the living Word of God. The Word of God is quick. It is alive, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, sharper than any two-edged sword. So we must remember that, people of God. Hallelujah. and know that the Word of God is alive in you. It is your life source. Praise the Lamb of God. It is your life source. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. The Word of God. Now watch this. Watch this now. Praise the Lamb of God. We're at where we're at, verse 8. Praise the Lamb of God. It says, "And the devil taketh him up into an exceedingly high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou fall down and worship me. Then Jesus says unto him," hallelujah, "be gone," praise the Lamb of God, "or get thee hence, depart from me," praise the Lamb of God, "for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Then the devil leaves him, praise the Lamb of God, "and behold, angels came and ministered unto him." Of course, the older renditions, which is better than me, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, reads that the devil departed from him and troubles him no more, praise the Lamb of God, because Jesus had overcame him in every one of the areas, praise the Lamb of God. First, he came to him in his physical condition, praise the Lamb of God. He appealed to his physical condition, praise the Lamb of God. And Jesus responded by saying, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Then he took him up in the holy city on the pinnacle. He came to him religiously. Praise the Lamb of God. He dealt with his spirituality. Now, praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. Watch. I want you to see how much is in this one verse. Praise the Lamb of God. Verse 8, it says, "And the devil taketh him up," praise the Lamb of God, "taking him up," hallelujah, praise the Lamb. Here in Matthew, the 4th chapter, people of God, "taketh him up into an exceedingly high mountain." That's elevation, right? Praise the Lamb of God. That's elevation. That's promotion. Praise the Lamb of God. "He taketh him up into an exceedingly high mountain." Praise the Lamb of God. Why did he take him up to show him? He wanted him to feel the elevation. He's stroking, praise the Lamb of God, Jesus' ego. He's dealing with him, praise the Lamb of God, from a political, praise the Lamb of God, economic, praise the Lamb of God, social perspective. He wants him to see, praise the Lamb of God, things from a different perspective so that he can seduce him, praise the Lamb of God, into worshiping him. Hallelujah. Look at it again. Praise the Lamb of God. "He taketh him up in a exceeding high mountain, and he showed him all the kingdoms of the world." Now, you know, ain't no way you can see all the kingdoms of the world from no high mountain. So, like I said yesterday, praise the Lamb of God, this is a vision of some sort, praise the Lamb of God. This is a vision of some sort that he is seeing, praise the Lamb. And here, praise the Lamb, while he's seeing this, and again I say, you know, we read this real fast, but I don't think this happened as fast as we can read it, praise the Lamb of God, that some time was taking place here, praise the Lamb, that he was showing him the treasures, the beauty, praise the Lamb of God, and all that goes along with being a monarch, praise the Lamb. Now, not only, praise the Lamb of God, did he show him all the kingdoms, he told him, "I'll make you ruler over all of them." In other words, "I will make you a world power. You will be," praise the Lamb of God, "the man. I will make you," praise the Lamb of God, "the ruler of the world." Hallelujah. Now, you know, other men came before him, such as Alexander the Great, to conquer the then known world. That was every monarch's quest, praise the Lamb of God, that they wanted to rule the world. That is still man's quest, praise the Lamb of God. There are still men who want to rule the world, praise the Lamb of God, who want everybody up under their feet. And so Satan offers Jesus this, praise the Lamb of God, this prominent, powerful, political, economic, and social position. He offers this, praise the Lamb of God, unto Jesus. He offers this unto Jesus Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. But this promise that he makes to him, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Y'all heard that, didn't you? This promise that he makes to him is filled, praise the Lamb of God, with deception. Hallelujah. He offers to give Jesus all that the world has to offer. Now, a lot of us wouldn't have been able to turn that down, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. A lot of us, my God, we would be in a mess, praise the Lamb of God. A lot of us would not be able to turn down, hallelujah, all of these riches that he had to take time to show Jesus, all of these treasuries, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All of the oil will belong to you, all the silver, all the gold. I mean, all of this would belong to you, praise the Lamb of God. You could order men to die, they would die. Order men to live, they would live. Hallelujah. You would control all of the resources that's in the earth. But can you believe how powerful he was empowering Jesus? The promise of empowerment, praise the Lamb of God, was there. Hallelujah. The position was there. The promotion was there. Hallelujah. How many of us would take a promotion like that today? How many of us would say, Lord, hallelujah, I'm sorry, but this is an offer I can't refuse here. Praise the Lamb of God. This is what the devil offered him, but it's loaded, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. With delusion, it's loaded with deception. Praise the Lamb of God. To bring Jesus, all he wanted was Jesus to do one thing. Now watch this, people of God. I want to show you something here. Ding, 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 ding. Praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute. Let me get your attention. I just dropped a bomb on you, the Lamb of God, just to get your attention. See, I dropped a bomb on you just to get your attention. Now listen, praise the Lamb of God. In all three of these, he wanted the Son of God to do what he did. He wanted him to act independent of the Word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to tell you, when you really mess up, people of God, prophetic people, you better listen to the prophet today. Hallelujah. When you really, really mess up is when you act independently of the Word, the will, and the way of God. When you do not acknowledge God, praise the Lamb of God. When you do not come into the place of acknowledgement, when you don't come into the place, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Woo! Oh, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. I hear you, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, God is doing this every day to us. Hallelujah. The Lord says to us today, if we would hold to his promises, he swear by all that he is. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That he will perform them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my goodness, what a strong presence. Oh, Lord, bless your name. I give you praise again today for your presence here. Hallelujah. You are God and God alone. Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. People, I'm just about finished with this. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Whew, the Lord just wipes me out. He messes me up. Oh, goodness. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Father, we will hold. I will hold, Father. I will not let go, hallelujah, of what you have spoken to me. Hallelujah. I will not let go of the things that you have said. Hallelujah. Neither will I act independent of your word and of your will and of your way. Hallelujah. I am your servant, your bond slave, Father. Yet I am your son, and I submit to you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Satan did his best, praise the Lamb of God, to get Jesus to act independent of his Father. Praise the Lamb of God. To act independent of the purpose. To act independent, praise the Lamb of God, of his predestination. So that's what he wanted him to do, praise the Lamb of God. In all three of those, he wanted him to act independent, praise the Lamb. Listen every time what he told him. He said the first time, praise the Lamb of God. He didn't say, ask your Father, praise the Lamb of God, to change these bread, these stones into bread. He said, you, praise the Lamb of God, change these stones, command these stones to be bread. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You, praise the Lamb of God, cast yourself down. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. It was always an independent act. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was always an independent act. Praise the Lamb that he wanted him to do. Now watch this. This is the same thing Satan did in eternity past. Praise the Lamb of God. Satan knows the consequences of you acting independent of God's word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Satan knows the consequences. Praise the Lamb of God of acting independent. Hallelujah. Of the word of God, but not holding to what God has spoken, but not holding to the promises. Praise the Lamb of God that's spoken over your life. You must remember, people of God, what God has said to you. You must. It will govern your actions. Praise the Lamb of God. It will guide your footsteps. What God has spoken over your life, praise the Lamb of God, will guide your actions, people of God, if you remember. Praise the Lamb. If you hold fast to, if you ponder it in your heart, if you keep it, hallelujah, knowing that this is the word of God to me, praise the Lamb of God. I'm not letting go of this word. Whatever God has spoken, praise the Lamb of God, you must hold on to it. Praise the Lamb of God. Jesus stands there. He looks at all of this, and then Satan says to him, bow down and worship me. And all of it is yours. Praise the Lamb of God. Bow down and worship me, and I'll give it all to you. Praise the Lamb of God. What a controlling moment. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. You bow down and worship me, I give it all to you, and then I control you because you're worshiping me. So not only am I controlling you, I'm controlling all of it. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm still the king. That's what Satan wants. I'm still your king. Praise the Lamb of God. You become mine when you start worshiping me. That's what Satan says. Praise the Lamb of God to Jesus. That's exactly what he wanted. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But Jesus looks him dead in his eye and says, get thee behind me, Satan. Praise the Lamb of God. Get thee behind me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's what our word must be to the enemy when he tries to seduce us into doing things. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. That's abstract of the word of God. We must bring, hallelujah, our hearts and minds to the place of being able to say, hallelujah, oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Get thee behind me, Satan. Get thee behind me, Satan. Praise the Lamb of God. The part of this that I really love in the old renditions of the King James Version, praise the Lamb of God, that said, and Satan departed from him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And troubled him no more. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. Said to me, hallelujah, that there is a place in God. There is a level. Hallelujah. There is a level. There is a level in God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Woo! That you can have that Satan will trouble you no more. Praise the Lamb of God. It's when he find out you won't bend, you won't bow. Praise the Lamb of God. He can't deceive you. Hallelujah. His deceptions won't work. That you realize who you are. Hallelujah. And you're on the prophetic path. Praise the Lamb of God. Remember, when Jesus leaves out of this wilderness, praise the Lamb of God, you keep reading, he walks right into active ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. He's ready now to deal with people. I've dealt with Satan, hallelujah, in the wilderness. I've dealt with myself in the wilderness, hallelujah. I mortified my flesh in the wilderness. That's the first thing he did. He tackled the self, hallelujah. I've dealt with Satan. Now I'm ready to deal with society. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I've turned down all the devil's offers. Now I'm ready to deal with society. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Woo! I know I hit you dead in the chest with that one. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because that's where your true battles are. It's with yourself. It's with Satan. And it's with society. Praise the Lamb of God. You will never overcome the world if you can't overcome yourself and Satan. Praise the Lamb of God. That's where the true battle lies. Hallelujah. You must be willing to lose all, have nothing, have no name, have no prominence or anything in order, praise the Lamb of God, to defeat the devil. Because the devil is going to always bring you something, praise the Lamb of God, that's going to minister to your ego, that's going to deceive your spirituality, or that's going to feed your appetite. Those three he puts on your plate, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and said, now dine, praise the Lamb of God. This is what you really want. This is what you really need. Praise the Lamb of God, and I've got it here for you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Ooh. That's what he does. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. People of God, in this season, the Lord is too good to us. Praise the Lamb of God, to allow the enemy to trick us, to bring us to that place. Hallelujah. We cannot, we shall not, we will not. I bless you today. Praise the Lord. Hope these lessons have helped you these last 4 days. Praise the Lamb of God, to come to the place of saying, I will not be defeated. Praise the Lamb of God. I will not give in to the enemy. Whew! I will not be defeated. I will not give in to the enemy. I will not allow the devil, praise the Lamb of God, to take precedence in my life. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I love you, people of God. I bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Okay. Get ready to come to you in a minute, our daughter who's been holding on. Eric Hope 585. Call him. Hello?
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 Hi. How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you doing?
I am wonderful, Prophet Shakespeare.
Who is this?
This is D'Amica Arnold. I am in Rochester, New York, and I received a Facebook from Prophetess Jocelyn about your call today, and it's really blessed me.
Wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Well, we're happy to have you here, and thank you, Prophetess Jocelyn, praise the Lamb of God, for inviting you on the show.
Thank you so much.
Praise
yes,
the Lamb
it's wonderful.
Of God. Somebody's spreading the word here. Praise God. Hallelujah. How long you been on?
Well, I've only been able to be on the past 30 minutes, but I really enjoyed this far, and hopefully I'll be able to call in again.
Oh, but we're happy to have you here with us today. Praise the Lamb. How did the Lord treat you out there in Rochester?
You know what? I am blessed and highly favored, and I just thank God for the wonderful things that he's doing in my life. And if whenever there's an opportunity to get a word from the Lord, I jump in line to get one.
well, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Just a minute here. The Lord said he swear by all that he is that in 3 months all that you've been dealing with will be gone. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is going to do a new thing in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. God's going to change all of that. God said all that would be gone. Praise the Lamb of God. All this stuff that you've been dealing with, God says, praise the Lamb of God, get ready, praise the Lamb. In 3 months' time, it will be over. Praise the Lamb of God. Jocelyn, where you at? Come on. We're going to give this hour to prophecy. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophetess Jocelyn, if you're here, praise the Lamb. There she is. Woo! I felt that deep in my spirit, sweetheart. Praise the Lamb of God from Rochester. I felt that deep in my spirit for you. Hallelujah. The Lord spoke that clear to me in 3 months' time. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's going to deal with that. Joshua, you have anything to say to your sister?
Yes. Hi, Sister D'Amica. The Lord also says to for you not to look back. There are a lot of distractors that are around you, but remember, God says, remember what I've delivered you from. And the Lord speaks to me regarding a financial increase for you. And you're just like a blink away from a financial increase in your life, financial gain. I'm not sure if you're still working at the same place. Are you still working at the same place?
I am still working at the same place, and my husband's about to go to real estate school next week.
Okay, because I see there's another like a promotion that's going to take place there with you within that company. Also, there are several projects, like technical projects, that you even have inside of you, and God wants to birth those projects through you. And think it not strange if you even begin to break away and start going into our consulting. Because for some, you know, this is interesting, but I just see you owning your own business in consulting. So I'm thinking that's strange if God begins to move you away from that into that area to where you're the owner of your destiny, you're the creator of your destiny, you own your own business, and it's a more of a consulting type of thing. So there's just favor all around you and your husband and your family, and there's just increase all around you. And so all I see is just increase all around you, Sister D'Amica.
That's what
I'm hearing, and that's what I'm seeing for you.
God bless both of you. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Can't hear me. Eric Cole 226.
Praise God. Praise God. Creator.
How you doing, sir?
Prophet?
Yes.
I believe you got cut off there for a minute, so I'm not sure if you
believe I did, Jocelyn. I think I hit the mute button by accident there. I just pushed it, and that's how I came back in. You are right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Gil, hold on a minute. I want to go back to this lady here. Praise the Lamb of God. Erica 281.
Yes.
Vanessa. Hi, Vanessa. How you doing today?
I'm fine.
Good, good. What, I mean, you in Houston. What church you belong to there, dear?
The Keys to the Kingdom.
Who your pastor?
I'm the pastor.
Oh, praise the Lamb of God. Bingo, hit the jackpot. Now I understand what the Lord is saying. Praise the Lamb of God even the more. I'm glad I asked you that. God said, praise the Lamb of God, that there's been a lot of negative talk against you.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And God says inside of the next 30 days, praise the Lamb of God, all of these who have been in this, it's like a clique, praise the Lamb, or a group that's been talking about you. He says he's going to reveal all of them to you. Praise the
Amen.
Lamb.
Amen.
You're going to know who they are, praise the Lamb of God. You're going to know who they are. But now you must be wise as a serpent.
And gentle as a
dove, praise the Lamb of God, in finding out and knowing, praise the Lamb of God, who these people are. Because,
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God, God is going to cause you to move into another area, praise the Lamb of God, a ministry that is going to attract many people to you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when God does this for you, praise the Lamb of God, what these people are talking about, praise God, God is going to expose.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They're going to be really your promoters. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. You know, like as in what the devil meant for evil, God has meant for good. Praise
Amen.
The Lamb of God. That's how this is going to work. In your favor. Praise the Lamb of God. And God is about to bless you tremendously. Wait a minute. The Lord is still speaking. Hallelujah. God said he's going to give you all of the property that's north of you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God said he's going to give you all of the property that's north of you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb. There's blessings all around you, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All you got to do is just hang in there. Jocelyn?
Yes, I just heard the Lord say to stand still, just to stand still, because God says that he's fighting you a battle in this season. God says to stand still.
Amen. I thank you.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. You go on about your business, Sister Pastor.
Thank you.
and come be with us again, okay?
Amen. Thank you
and
very much.
If you was a pastor, I wouldn't have held you that long.
That's okay.
What happens is a lot of people are getting to be prophetic junkies on my show, and they don't call in until till on Thursdays. All they want is a word. They don't want to listen to any teaching and instruction to help
Amen.
Them with. So I make them sit and wait, praise the Lamb of God, until they can learn something, praise the
Amen.
Lamb.
Amen, I don't mind.
No, but you're a word person already, praise the Lamb. I just didn't want to, I wouldn't have held you that long because I know how important your lifestyle is, praise the Lamb. But thank you for being here. You know what? I'm supposed to be coming to Houston, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Okay. When?
They hooked up with us. I got to get together back with the pastor that wants me to come. Praise the Lamb of God, and then I'll let you know.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, be blessed.
You too. Bye-bye.
Gilgal. Where's Gilgal
at? Praise the Lord. That's all I got to say.
Hey, praise the Lamb of God. I heard, you know, praise the Lamb. I've been so...
I'm not for a word. Lord's been sharing a lot with what's going on, the fire. And
Yeah, man, that's what I'm wondering.
Strong. Stand strong.
Hallelujah.
And no matter what the enemy throws at me, I come in to just keep giving praise to the all our living God, to give praise to what he's getting us to do, how he's shaping us, molding us.
My God.
And to let my sisters know that I'm here, I'm not going anywhere. Continue to pray for everybody on the page, everyone in my family, in the ministry, and especially for the prophets at Shakespeare. Always, no matter how much I struggle, how much the enemy throws in front of me, I'm not going to stop.
My God. I love
you. It was a bad fire. It left me damaged, but you know what? It also gave me the strength to continue.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My goodness. How much damage you received there, Gil?
So far, it's $11,000.
Wow. Praise the Lamb. Oh, my goodness. Do we have any insurance?
Yes. We're hoping. We're waiting. Insurances have been out. The police have been out. Everybody's been out. Electrical's been ruled out. Praise God. And you know, I just thank God that there was that I was the only one here, and
okay,
you know,
good.
My son wasn't home.
Hallelujah. Well, we praise God that everything is in order and everything's going to be repaired, and hallelujah, and all of that. God is going to work that for your good. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, and you shall continue on. I thank God for your strength today. You know why? Because there's so many people that don't understand, praise the Lamb of God, that hallelujah, the testing of your faith, praise the
mm-hmm.
Lamb of God, and the trials must come. Hallelujah. People,
mm-hmm.
I don't know why people think because they are praying and praising God and this, that, and another, that this alleviates them from trouble. This is a myth within the society and the community of the saints. You are going to cry sometimes. You are going to have problems. You're going to have issues, praise the Lamb of God. It's for the testing of your faith. They need
mm-hmm.
to read James over and over and over again till they get it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That these things will come. And a lot of people judge people who go through things. Well, why is he going through so much? Something must be wrong. He must not be living right. Why is this happening to him? Praise the Lamb of God. God has his own place, praise the Lamb of God, for each of us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God that he has to process all of us in a different way for what he wants, praise the Lamb of God, to come out of us. Hallelujah. The thinness of the oils, hallelujah, that's in us calls for more pressure. The thinner the oil, praise the Lamb of God, the more pressure. Hallelujah. The greater the anointing that's on your life. Thick oil, praise the Lamb of God, takes one smash of the olive bud. But thin virgin oil, that's a different process. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And all of us have to go through these various processes. Man of God, thank you so much. Josh, is there anything you're hearing for your brother?
Yes, yes. It's interesting that you mentioned Gilgal. You called him Gilgal because Gilgal is the place where
battles are won. Hallelujah.
Yes, and the prophet Elisha first began his training. And Gil, the Lord wants you to know that you're in a place of preparation, and you're on a training ground. Just stay in that place. Let him prepare you. Let him train you. And this is the place where, like I said, this is the place where Elisha first began his training, was at the place called Gilgal.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Praise the Lamb. Praise the Lamb. Boy, oh boy, what a wonderful word. That is a wonderful word. Praise the Lamb of God. And I know that it's true concerning you. Praise the Lamb of God. That God is working, praise the Lamb of God, to bring you into a place of an Elijah anointing. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Wow.
For the work
wow.
that you have to do. Hallelujah. That's set before you. And so therefore, man of God, praise the Lamb of God, be at peace. Rejoice in the Lord, knowing that these trials and these tests are coming for the perfection of your faith. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He's going to perfect your faith, and then you'll be able to tell others. Praise the Lamb of God. You know, I didn't know sometimes. You know, one time I came from California, from Orlando, praise the Lamb of God, and when I got home, I got home with two of my sons I had taken with me to Disney World and everything. And my wife at the time was supposed to have met with a insurance company with the mortgage people, and, you know, renegotiating everything. They told me everything was all right as long as she showed up at the meeting. Well, unknown to me, she missed the meeting. When I get home, all of my furniture is sitting on the lawn. We've been evicted. I know what it feels like to be outdoors and embarrassed.
Yes.
He's the Lamb of God. But let me tell you something. I didn't spend a night outside.
Man.
Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. I guarantee you that the doors were open for me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that God gave me better. Praise the Lamb of God, than I had before. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. Sometimes God is taking us to places. But I'm saying that to say, praise the Lamb of God, now I'm helping other people who are going through,
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God, similar situations. I'm able to infuse them with faith and say, watch God. Watch what God does. Praise the Lamb of God. Nobody wants to go through. But sometimes, praise the Lamb of God, going through is the best thing for you. Praise the Lamb of God. I thank God. Hallelujah. I thank God that I went through all that I went through. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I thank God I've been through all I've been through. The ups, the downs, the ins, the outs. Hallelujah. I thank God for it. Hallelujah. Whew. People of God, if you want a word, you better go on and push one. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. These people are pushing one on their dial. You're not pushing one. Praise the Lamb of God. We can play some music today, and everybody can have a wonderful, praise the Lamb of God, afternoon. You need to push one on your keypad, on your telephone. Praise the Lamb of God. Erico 504, I'm coming to you now. How you doing? Well, they move. Erico 504, you there?
Yes, sir. This is Danae. Good morning.
Danae, you don't need a word. You ought to be prophesying to me today. What you doing, girl? Hallelujah. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I am blessed. I'm speaking into the atmosphere already.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. How's school coming?
Oh, man, God is moving in school. Like, I'm not a chemistry person. I'm not a physics person, but I'm getting A's on my quizzes. I'm getting A's on my projects that I do. God is really moving.
Hallelujah. Well, if you need any help in those areas, you call Jocelyn. She's a scientist. She know all about that chemistry and all that kind of stuff. Y'all didn't know that, did you all?
Praise no.
Prophetess Jocelyn is a... That's what she do every day. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God. Jocelyn, smart as a whip. A lot of people don't know it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, indeed.
Blessed her in leaps and bounds in that area. Praise the Lamb. Whew, I feel God here today. Praise the Lamb.
Yes.
What you got to say to your sister?
Sister, is it Danae?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Sister Danae, there are a lot of changes that are going on around you, and God says don't be deceived because those changes are actually good changes. They may look in the natural, they look to be kind of bad, like something that's negative, but God says in the end, those are changes that he's orchestrating everything around you, and those changes are necessary in order to move you into that more sacred place within him. He's moving into a sacred place in him. So there's going to be right now it's chaos, but then there's a quiet place that he's moving you into where you're going to even know his voice a little even clearer, more keener, and your discernment is going to be even keener. I want to try to shorten this, but it's been like you've been at the seat a lot because of your heart. But God says that you're going to come through at the end of this journey. You're going to come through with keener discernment, and you're going to hear his voice, and you're going to be his mouthpiece in the earth. And that's the word of the Lord for you.
Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to say this. Praise the Lamb of God. I knew Jocelyn was going to go there. Now, God said, praise the Lamb of God, when you said you start declaring stuff into the atmosphere. When I turned it over to Jocelyn, God told me to tell you, praise the Lamb. Jocelyn just hit it at the end, praise the Lamb of God, that he's going to give you the power. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Right there on the campus. Right there on the campus where you are. Praise the Lamb of God. God's going to give you the power to speak into the lives, praise the Lamb of God, of individuals. And what you speak shall come to pass.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Right there on the campus. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He's going to give you prophetic utterances. Praise the Lamb of
God.
He's going to speak it. It's going to come to pass. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to happen what you speak. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I love Jesus today. I just love him. Praise the Lamb of God. How he's working and how he's doing, praise the Lamb of God, in the lives of people. It's not all about material blessings, people of God. God is ready to use us. And I hope and pray everybody that hear my voice, praise the Lamb of God, will really embrace what I just said. It's not about money, homes, cars, things of that nature. Everybody likes that. Praise the Lamb of God. But what God is doing now, he's setting us in order for the Reformation. Praise the Lamb of God. Within Reformation is revival. He's reforming. Praise the Lamb of God. He's reforming, and we must understand that in this seat. Praise him. Erico 708.
Good afternoon, Prophetess Jocelyn and Prophet Shakespeare. This is Maginice.
This is Maggie, y'all, calling from the downtown. Every time she calls, she got a different phone number she calls in. All of these different forms. She's a secret agent, I think. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. But we thank God for Maggie. Hallelujah. Jocelyn, what you going to tell your sister?
The Lord is speaking to me regarding you and your ministry to women. God says that all that you're going through, God says, is so that you can target women and tell them and show them, you know, your life is a demonstration. They're going to listen to you how to come out of it. All that you're going through is not it's not for you, it's for others. And the Lord wants you to just stay reminded of that and keep that in the forefront of your thoughts, that everything that I'm going through in this season, it's not about me, but it's for and to help others. And, you know, I'm here in target audience. Your target audience would be to women, especially women who are single parents, women who are hurting, women who, I'm even hearing prison, women who are even in the prison system. But God says that your life is a demonstration and that this test will be your testimony, but it's to help others, and you're coming out of this. I don't know what's going on, but the Lord is saying that you're coming out of this. There's something. I, Prophet, I don't know what, but God wants you to know that you are coming out of this standing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, that's what I want to hear. You're going to come out standing. Praise the Lamb of God. Not wallowing, not rolling in the dust. You're going to come out of standing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And, Maggie, you know, the Lord told me something the other day, and I got ready to tell you, but the Lord told me, don't tell her. Praise the Lamb of God. And hallelujah. When you get on the other side of this bridge, I'm going to tell you, when you get on the other side of this matter, I'm going to tell you what the Lord told me, what the Lord told me to tell you then. Praise the Lamb of God. But Jocelyn is so on point. Praise the Lamb. And what you're really being prepared for. Hallelujah. God is preparing you for a great ministry. Hallelujah. A target market to a target audience. Praise God. And your training and your submitting, praise the Lamb of God. God is changing you, though. He's really pruning you. He's really breaking away you from a lot of people and a lot of things. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you're just going to have to be careful in this season. Also, praise the Lamb of God, is what you're allowing yourself to be exposed to and all of these different circles that you're swimming in. Be very, very careful. And I say this to all the people of God. The Lord said, believe not every spirit. So you better be careful and make sure that a lot of these people that you all are sitting under and submitting to, praise the Lamb of God, are God's men and women. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm telling you this, praise the Lamb of God, because a lot of us are so fast to allow people to pull us into stuff, and we really think, praise the Lamb of God, that we're doing God's will and we're doing their will. We must be very, very careful, praise the Lamb of God.
Wow.
Hallelujah, and prayerful of our steps, and prayerful of our steps. Jocelyn, I was talking about how much and how many times our relationships, praise the Lamb of God, have been attacked that are under the assignment of God, what God has assigned us to do. And we vowed yesterday, praise the Lamb of God, to do God's will, to do God's will, praise the Lamb of God, because of the voice of God and what God has told us in the midst, praise the Lamb of God, of a lot of stuff and a lot of words that have been shared. Praise God. Sometimes you have to stop and listen to God. Hallelujah. I was involved in so much, Maganisa, at one time until, praise the Lamb of God, when all of the confusion and stuff hit, I started going down the list praying, saying, Lord, tell me about this. And Lord said, I didn't tell you to do it. I never told you to get involved with it. I didn't open that door for you. You did not consult me. Praise the Lamb of God. And as he started speaking, I had the axe in my hand, chopping away at a lot of the things and a lot of the places and stuff that I was socializing in and what have you. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to say that again to everybody. Believe not every spirit. Praise the Lamb of God.
Wow.
Believe every spirit. Hallelujah. But try the spirit by the spirit. Does it line up with the word of God? That's number one.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is the presence of the Lord with it? When God speaks, hallelujah, his presence is there.
Mm.
I'll tell anybody that. Praise the Lamb of God. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Love your daughter. And you're going to come out of this. That's not even an issue with me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's just the way God wants to do it. I can't tell you that. Praise the Lamb of God. It's just the way God wants to do it, because God wants you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to enter into this place of ministry, hallelujah, in total faith. And sometimes we are object lessons, praise the Lamb of God. God has chose us to be object lessons. Hosea, go marry a prostitute. God chose us to be object lessons. Praise the Lamb of God, that makes us look crazy and messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And then people start calling you a fool, you over there doing this, and you doing that, and blah, 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 and they ain't doing this for you, and they ain't doing this for you. But you must know where God has placed you, and for the purpose God has put you there. Praise the Lamb of God. The people will uproot you right up out of, praise the Lamb of God, your blessing. Praise the Lord. I love you, daughter.
I love you too.
Have and always will. Okay, baby?
All right. Thank you so much. God bless you, Prophetess Jocelyn. Good to talk to you, and God bless you too, Prophet.
Bless
God bless. God bless.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't even know where we was there. Okay. Going on down the list. Praise the Lamb of God. Area code 303. That's what's. I know that's Janelle.
Hello?
Janelle?
Wow.
Hi.
I've learned that area code. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I always be looking for that area code to be the same as yours, Jocelyn. Praise the name of God. That's Janelle 550. Janelle, how you doing?
I'm doing well today. How are you guys?
We are blessed, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. You in Albuquerque today?
I am in Albuquerque today. I just have an extremely old phone number. I don't even want to know, but it's like over 13 years old. That's why. So.
Wow. Most people can't hold
on to
this
number for a long time.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Jocelyn, you want to speak to your sister?
Yes, Janelle, when, I don't know, but I heard Colorado, there is a strong, I don't know if it's a business connection or you need to go on a vacation, you know, there's going to be a strong, there's like a strong connection with Colorado. Do you do any business with anybody in Colorado? Is your company associated? Because I don't know. There's a strong connection, Prophet. I don't know. That's all I heard was just a strong, it's either a business or a spiritual connection there with the
spirit. Is somebody in your family there, Janelle?
I have my mom and my dad are there. My stepdad's there.
Aha. Uh-huh. That's it. There. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. That's it, Jocelyn, right there. Her mother and father is in Colorado.
Oh, wow. Okay. Janelle, you're just going to, I don't know how often you see them, how often you go visit them, but I'm just hearing, you know, just go there because it's not just, it's going to help them. I'm not sure what's going on, but there's it's like a strong connection there. But it's like you need to just go there as often as you can get there. Go there, visit. It's the glory of God is all on you. The anointing of the Lord is all on you. And when you're there, it's a blessing to them, and it's going to rub off, and they're going to experience more of a blessing, and you're going to see the change that you've been praying for. Especially, I'm hearing in regard to, I don't know if your father or your stepfather, but you're going to begin to start seeing that change there because the anointing that's on you is going to spill over into that house. So that's the connection that I'm getting there. I didn't know that you had family there in Colorado, but that's what I'm hearing.
Janelle, the Lord told me to tell you He's going to give you all that you need. Now I don't really know what that is about, but He said I'm going to give you all that you need, and He said the promotion, praise the Lamb of God, is about to blow your mind because it is there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God give you a promotion. Praise the Lamb of God. Right there on your job, God is going to give you a promotion and it's going to blow your mind. Praise the Lamb of God. Because a revamping is taking place. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's going to open a door for you. That's going to sit you right in the place where God has ordained. Watch him do it. Praise the Lamb of God. And this is not way off. This is a quick work. Just watch what God does. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, praise the Lamb. Watch what God does.
Praise God.
He's bringing it all together. Just watch him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Love you, baby. Be blessed.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Error code 240.
Hey, Prophet. Hey, I'm Prophetess Jocelyn. It's Denise.
We don't prophesy to people in D.C. They too close to Obama, right, Jocelyn? Hallelujah. How you doing today, Denise?
I'm good. How are you, Prophet?
We are blessed and highly favored. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm enjoying Jocelyn. Jocelyn's prophetic eyes open today. Praise the Lord.
I am excited that Jocelyn is on prophesying with you. I'm just excited.
Jocelyn, my sister, she's supposed to be on here prophesying with me, and she knows it. I'll get the Holy Ghost whip on her back if she's not. Praise God. Hallelujah. No. Jocelyn is accurate. Praise the Lamb of God, and I thank God for her training and her development and that what God is doing in her life even the more as he's preparing her for a great ministry. Praise the Lamb that's going to change that region out there and break those strongholds. Praise the Lamb of God. God is doing a great work for her. Hallelujah. Jocelyn, what you got for DC? What you got for DC?
So, let's see, Denise, God is saying that he's changing, that you're actually, that you're, the words that you speak is going to change the very atmosphere. Like, not just, you hear people talking about changing the atmosphere, where we, you change that, but I'm talking about literally the atmosphere, the natural atmosphere. The words that you speak, and especially in prayer, you're going to be able to change there's going to be so much power that it literally changes the direction of the winds. If the winds are flowing north and you want them to blow east, just speak it in prayer. I mean, there is going to be, he's taking you to a place where there's going to be so much power in your prayer that you're literally going to change the atmosphere by the words that you speak. It's going to change the atmosphere.
Thank you.
So right now, you're going through some things because he's building up your faith to that level.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes,
I understand. You understand?
Yes.
Oh, God, yes. It's beyond, I've never, ever prophesied this kind of word to anybody, but there's just, that it's just that much power and that much faith that you're going to eventually have to where the words that you speak is going to change the atmosphere, and you're going to see the change. And that's the word of the Lord for you.
Hallelujah. Lamb of God, another change you're going to see on Denise, praise the Lamb of God, is that God is going to pay off all your bills.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
All your bills
are paid
off. Praise the Lamb. God said he's about to bless you to be able to pay off all of your bills. Praise the Lamb
of
God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
He's put you in a debt-free zone. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Don't be ensnared in the bondage again. Once you get out, stay out. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't get mad in the bondage again. Praise the Lamb of God. But God said he's going to pay off all your bills. That word Jocelyn gave to you is powerful and very moving as it relates to, praise the Lamb of God, what you have been dealing with, even with your brother. Praise the Lamb of God, as you were sharing with me, as she was speaking. Praise the Lamb. That came back to my mind. To see even your words to him now is having a different effect on him. Praise the Lamb of God. And changes on the horizon. This goes also with the word, praise the Lamb of God, that I gave you not too long ago. It was last week, a couple of weeks ago. Praise the Lamb of God concerning your family. That I saw all of you are sitting at the table. Praise the Lamb of God in peace and harmony. Praise the Lamb. I'm talking about your parents and all. Praise the Lamb of God. God is doing a work through you, praise the Lamb of God, because of your prayers. Hallelujah. God is doing this because of your prayers, this elevation, should we say, Josh, in the spirit realm. Praise the Lamb of God. That's empowering you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When prayer and faith come together, a lot of people pray. But their faith is not there. Praise the Lamb of God, where their prayers is. A lot of people can pray some good prayer. You'd be saying, "Woo, man, but is their faith meeting the prayer? Praise the Lamb of God. What God's speaking to you, Lamb of God. That's powerful. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's prophetic praying. That's powerful praying. Hallelujah. And we know your prayer. Hallelujah, for many years now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He saw the best in you when nobody else saw it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he showed to me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
DC, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Moving on, Boy, oh boy, Joshua, I'm so glad you're here. They wore me out yesterday. I took two naps yesterday and still was tired. Praise the Lord.
Oh, my.
God. Hallelujah. Erico 248.
Hello.
Yes, Erico 248.
Hi, Prophet.
Hi, who's calling?
Hi, this is Ebony. Hi, Prophet, this is Jocelyn.
Ebony's on the line.
Hi, PSM.
Ebony and Ivory. Hi, boy, look at these four A's today. Somebody put something out on the line here. Praise the Lamb of God. Ebony's on the... Ebony, you've been doing pretty good. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, I've been doing fine. Wonder. I've been missing you, though. I'm ready to get to work.
You ready to get to work? Praise the Lord. Well, Josh and I are trying to nail some stuff down. Josh, remember she said that, okay?
No. I might need to take that back now.
Don't you worry. We're nailing some stuff down concerning the conference. Once it's nailed down, you in trouble. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
We're going to need
everything. We're going to need the whole shebang. Hallelujah. People of God, let me tell you this before we speak to Ebony, praise the Lamb of God, because this may run us on out. Hallelujah. Put on your calendar November 6th, 7th, and 8th. The dates are sealed. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're going to Chicago. Put your ducats aside. Praise the Lamb of God. We gave you the plan how to save your money. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. We're going to have the prophetic conference of the year. You don't want to miss it there in Chicago. Seats are limited. Praise the Lamb of God. I only ordered 200 seats. Now, I'm telling you this so you can register and get your monies in, get your stuff together. Praise the Lamb of God so you can be there. Hallelujah. I am not going to do like Southwest Airlines and them and overbook. I will not do it. Praise the Lamb of God. When those registrations come in, I'm sealing it. I'm closing it off. So get ready, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God in the name of Yeshua. Okay, Jocelyn, what you hear for your daughter, for your sister, Ebony?
Yes. Sister Ebony, you know, the Lord speaks to me regarding your nutritional plan, what goes into your system. And the Lord wants you to be mindful of what you put into your system in this season, especially in this season. There's an emptying out that's going to have to take place in you. Start eating more vegetables and more fruit. If you can, start juicing. But there's an emptying out that's gonna that is needed in this time. And just keep the Lord on the specific when to start specifically. But there's an emptying out that He wants to do because He's about to pour into you. It's just going to be like an overload of creative ideas and imagination, and it's going to be just God is going to be downloading lots of like drawings, pictures, graphics into your spirit man. To where it's going to start in the night season and it's going to spill over and you're going to wake up with these things and you're going to have to write them down. But the Lord says to be mindful, less fried foods, less of the red meat, more fish, vegetables, fruit, and if you can, juicing. I'm hearing less on the carbonated sodas. Because there's a cleansing in the natural as well as a spiritual cleansing that the Lord wants to perform through you in this season. Prophet?
Yes, praise the Lamb of God. All right, praise the Lamb. I can't add nothing to that. That is on top of the thing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. Hallelujah. Something about your dad. God said if you lay hands on him and pray, he will get better. And I don't know his condition. Ebony?
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening.
I said if you lay hands on him and pray, he will get better.
Yeah, he's supposed to have surgery on his knees. He's having been able to walk very good. So,
God said, if you lay hands on him and pray, he will get better. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I bless you, daughter.
Bless you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Bless you. Bless you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, those of you that listen to me, hallelujah, if it's your, praise the Lamb, it's your preference, psmintl.org, praise the Lamb of God. If you want to sow seed today, you can, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There's also materials there for you, the Lamb of God. I know this show usually runs out, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I just wanted to tell you that, praise the Lamb of God. psmintl.org. Praise the Lamb of God is where you go to sow seeds through our PayPal account. It's secured. Your information is secured. We've paid to secure the page so that it cannot be hacked, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And also, praise the Lamb of God, the products and things of that nature. Don't forget the mantle. A partnership, praise the Lamb of God, and the other levels are there also for you to partner with the ministry so that we really want to go in. So I'm pushing it every day. I'm going to push it. We really want to go in debt free. I tell you what, praise the Lamb of God, or somebody, praise the Lamb of God, just write us a check for $30,000, and that'll help us a whole lot too. If somebody could just write that one check and say, Prophet, are we going to sow this into the ministry? I believe God, praise the Lamb of God. My sister, Jocelyn Down and Helen Epps, praise the Lamb of God, husband and wife, just paid off the three properties, praise the Lamb of God, that she just got through prophecy that God was going to give her. She gave the $25,000 that put it in her hand before her and her husband can go and try to finance it. Somebody calls her and says, what's the balance? Okay, we got the $100,000 to pay it off. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
And they have paid it off, and now she has money to start remodeling. So that's how God is working. I got to believe God for the best. Praise the Lamb of God and for his greatest. Hallelujah. And somebody might want to say this year, Prophet, praise the Lamb of God. Some of you took envelopes and you have not responded. Praise the Lamb. You took envelopes at the conference and said, I'll sow 1,000, I'll sow 500, and you have not responded. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I trust across the year, praise the Lamb of God, you knowing that I know you took it, praise the Lamb of God, that you will, praise the Lamb of God, respond in a positive way. Erica 248, who's calling?
Hi, Prophet. Hi, Prophet. It's Jocelyn. This is Stephanie Brown.
My sister is on the line from California. Jaden's mama is here. Wait a minute. Jasmine's mama is here. Wait a minute. Brett Brown's wife is on the line.
Yes. Hello. Hello, everyone.
How you doing, Stephanie?
I'm doing great. I'm feeling great. Doing good. How are you guys?
We are doing fine. Stephanie, something is going on out there with Jaden. You ain't told me about it. What is it? Praise the Lamb of God. Something good is going on out there.
Well, I'm waiting on God to show me. I'm just pressing on and just waiting. You know, things, you know, her song is out. And, you know, I'm just believing God for the supernatural concerning her.
God is going to do something awesome. Praise the Lamb of God. Matter of fact, he's doing it already. It just has not manifested, but I promise you, you're going to see it. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, Joshua, come on here.
Yes. You know, I don't usually do this unless I'm absolutely certain, but, you know, Stephanie, this month, expect a divine something. God's got something up his sleeve concerning, you know, concerning you and your family. And,
I just told them that. Go ahead, Jocelyn. Go ahead.
but this month, the month of March, this is the month. It's not over. Today is March 7th. By March 30th, expect a divine breakthrough by March the 30th. Expect a divine breakthrough. I'm even hearing the word inheritance. Woo! I'm not sure what that's about, but I heard breakthrough as well as the word inheritance. So, again, today is March 7th. By March 30th, all things will fall into place. So, you know, I'm excited for you all. I am excited.
Because
God's about to move. And it's gonna be like a mind blowing type of like this had to be nobody.
You better tell
them,
Josh. You better tell them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This month.
Rainbow, Lord have mercy.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Lord, I see the rainbow. Lord have mercy. God's covenant sign. I'm looking at it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Ooh, I sat back on the couch and lift my head up and looked, and that is the rainbow. Lord have mercy. And there's no sun shining. There's no lights on in my house. It's in the midair right here. Praise the Lamb of God.
Wow.
Sign of God. Mm-hmm. That's the way he called me into this glorious ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. Whoa, wow. Bless your name, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What means this, Father? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Wow. All I know is this. Praise the Lamb of God. What's Stephanie? The Lord's wiping me out. Stephanie, all I know is you still here?
Yes, I am, Prophet.
All I know is this. God is finna blow you guys' mind. I don't know when I said this to you all or said this to Brett. I don't know who, but I do remember in the last couple of days, I talked to one of you all or something, and I said to you all that God is about to do, praise the Lamb of God. I don't know, maybe I was in a vision when I said it. Praise the Lamb of God. He's going to do the miraculous for you all. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Praise the
Hallelujah.
Lamb of God.
I promise you, Joshua
is on point. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's going to blow you all's mind. And I can't wait for it to happen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo! Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless them beyond
Thank you.
I don't know. Was I on the page? Well, I just said this. Praise the Lamb of God. Was it this morning or yesterday? God is about to blow our minds, people of God.
Wow.
This Hallelujah. Thank you.
End. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you, Steph. I miss you guys.
I love you guys too. Miss you too. I don't call in often, but I'm listening. I am listening. I'm always listening. Even if I fall asleep listening, I'm listening every morning when I get off work.
I heard you singing in the background yesterday.
You heard me sing? Was it me or Jada? It's always Jada.
Y'all was singing hallelujah. I heard one of y'all singing in the background yesterday. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
All right, baby. We love
you. Thank you. Love you guys, too.
All right, we got some more here, Josh. Erico 504. Erico 504.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Prophet, can you hear me?
Yeah, who's calling?
This is Treva.
Treva, I ain't talking to you. The Lord too good to you.
What?
What? How are you, Treva?
I'm doing fine. How's everybody? Hi, Jocelyn. It's been a long time hearing your voice, Jocelyn.
I know. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Monique, say hello, Prophet and Jocelyn.
Hi, Monique.
They say hi, Monique.
Okay. Hello? Josh, speak to her. We got 3 minutes.
I was calling. Oh, go ahead. Go.
No. Tell us why you was calling. That's important.
Well, just for prayer.
Okay.
Just for prayer with my walk with the Lord. Just prayer, strength, wisdom, and knowledge.
All right.
Just
now,
prayer.
Jocelyn, if you got a word for her, give it to her. I'm praying for her right now.
It's interesting. I just heard new places. All things new, new places, all things new.
Bless her now, Father. Uh-oh. Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
God said it's done already. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Whatever you're praying about is done. Praise the Lamb. God said it's done.
Yes.
You got the strength and everything you need. Praise the Lamb of God. You better go run
Thank
around
you,
the
Lord.
Building. That's what you need to
and
do. Praise the Lamb. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Error code 661.
Hello, Prophet. This is Jermaine calling, and
we
I just wanted to say thank you for the word that you gave yesterday and the same word that you gave today, what God said. And that's all I wanted to say because I know the time is run out, and I just want to say thank you for the word because I know it's about to manifest.
Hallelujah. That's what I want to hear. Praise the Lamb of God. It's manifestation time, people of God. We're about to get God promised us. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, praise the Lamb of God. What an awesome, awesome God we serve. We serve a God that's so awesome until I'm just going to tell you this, people of God. Hallelujah. I don't even know how to explain to you in words. Hallelujah, my God, hallelujah, in words, what that rainbow just showed me, that rainbow, hallelujah, there is no sun shining, there is
wow.
no light on in my home, praise the Lamb of God in the studio here area, there's nothing, and a rainbow just set right there, praise the Lamb of God, the covenant signature of God. Hallelujah. And when I get off this show, I'm going in prayer concerning it. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you, Josh, and thank you so much for being with us today. Prophet Josh, we salute you. Jermaine, I love you, people of God. I love each and every one of you. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you. I love you. I love you. Blessings be upon each of you today. In the name of Yeshua, I'm excited about your future. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm excited about your future. We're going off like this today.